This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Blackfeet Tribal Business Council has banned the sale, use, and possession of kratom, an unregulated plant-derived substance that can have addictive properties, from the Blackfeet Tribe's reservation in north-central Montana. In a resolution passed on September 12th, the action will criminally penalize retailers selling kratom products which aren't currently regulated at the state or federal level. Kratom, often marketed as a mood stabilizer, has become widely sold in gas stations, vape shops, and on the internet. Kratom products are often synthesized, creating inconsistent chemical properties and potencies. Some health researchers have said that synthetic products, particularly those with high levels of 7-hydroxymitragynine, also known as 7-OH, pose a higher addiction risk because of their effect on the brain's opioid receptors. The chemical makeup of 7-OH has a dangerously high potency when consumed and can cause respiratory depression, physical dependence, and withdrawal symptoms similar to some of the most powerful opioids, including fentanyl, morphine, and oxycodone. In some cases, 7-OH use can lead to death. 7-OH products have recently come under fire by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Officials at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, including Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., have said they intend to restrict access to kratom derivatives through the Controlled Substances Act. Blackfeet officials said that their resolution to ban the sale, use, and possession of kratom is a first among tribal governments in Montana, intended to prevent the proliferation of potentially addictive products that can have opioid-like effects. The tribe in 2022 declared a state of emergency for fentanyl and drug overdoses, citing 17 overdoses and 4 drug-related deaths in 1 week among tribal members and people living on the Blackfeet Reservation. Blackfeet Tribal Business Council member Rutherford said, "The main component is we just don't want any of these forthcoming issues back on our plate, because if you look at Indian country or if you look across the nation, we have a nationwide issue when it comes to opiates." In their September resolution, the Blackfeet Tribal Council emphasized the potential for dependence and withdrawal symptoms similar to those experienced with opioids. The resolution also noted the lack of current enforcement by the FDA. The Blackfeet Tribe Department of Revenue sent a notice about the ban to businesses that sell or promote kratom on September 22nd. Rutherford said the council voted on the issue after constituents presented on the adverse effects of kratom use during prior meetings. Before that, he said he hadn't heard much about the substance. "I asked some other questions like, who's selling this? Where is it being sold at?" he said. "And a lot of it was being sold at our convenience stores, and it's becoming one of the bigger sales for our youth, so that actually threw up a major red flag." Gerard Paget, an anti-domestic violence advocate and former tribal prosecutor, said he saw kratom in nearly every gas station he visited this summer on and off the reservation. "You see this thing just looking like a blissful 5-hour energy drink," he said. "I asked some doctors in my family about it. I looked online. I learned of a truly heartbreaking, tragic tale. And then it clicked for me that this is destroying people's lives." Paget said he's glad the council instituted the ban. "We're always waiting on the Fed or the state to do something, but we can do more for ourselves," he said. Here, the Blackfeet Tribe took the initiative before the state. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.